So you know how those lids, I'm just gonna speak. You know how those lids on the Starbucks coffee cups, they're white, right? And you know, if you wear lipstick, you get that lipstick on the lid, and you're like, what? And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, you go, girl. And they're like, oh, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about the Vice President of America and Democrat presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, and how I think she's on drugs. Before I do that, would you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube? And could you subscribe on my Substack, thejollyheretic.com? Well, if you like what I do, that's where I put all of the most based videos, all the content I don't put here, in-person interviews and films and all kinds of stuff. And if you like what I do, you can support me for as little as the cost of a pint of beer a month, or a very an unreasonably priced pint of coffee. Okay, back to the video. So, Kamala Harris, it's not going very well, is it? And it's not going very well because Kamala Harris is the ultimate example of a DEI hire. Or a person that was hired for all of the wrong reasons. So she ascended to the heights that she did in the state of California, as far as we can work out, by having a sexual relationship with Willie Brown, who was an adulterous relationship with Willie Brown, who was the mayor of San Francisco. So she was propelled up to being the district prosecutor for all of the wrong reasons, not because she was competent, not because she was brilliant, not because she knew what she was doing, but because she was having a relationship with the mayor of San Francisco. She was playing the correct instruments in the orchestra. So that's that. Then, very quickly, of course, based on the fact that she's DEI, based on the fact that she's a woman and she's black, although she's not black, she's half Indian and half Jamaican, and the half Jamaican is probably only half black, it's probably mulatto, she gets herself elected into the American Parliament, into the Senate, and... And then very, very quickly, she's running for president against a very elderly and senile man. And he thinks it's a good idea in the climate of George Floyd and all that chaos. He thinks it's a good idea to have a candidate who is a woman and who is of colour. And she is the best woman of colour in the Democrat Party who is on offer. And of course, she's not going to be that bright because, as we have discussed, there is the so-called Rainer effect in America as well. That is to say that the right are getting stupider, but the left are getting stupid more quickly. So the best woman of colour, or indeed the best woman, or indeed the best Democrat of a younger generation is probably not going to be very good. So she is the DEI vice president. And because the president is evidently senile and can't continue, and even though he's been voted by his party to be the candidate, it just can't go on. So there's effectively a kind of coup, an undemocratic coup, and then suddenly you have Kamala as the DEI presidential candidate. On that basis alone, you wouldn't expect her to do very well, because unlike most presidential candidates, there is no sense in which she has been, or there's hardly a sense in which she has been selected because she is competent, because she is good. She's been selected because she is good among the pool of females who happen to be of colour. So not a very good situation. Now, obviously, according to the media, are completely on her side. The media are doing everything they can to try and promote her and try to corruptly get her elected. But it's just not going to work once she's actually exposed to the level of scrutiny that is involved in being a presidential candidate. And we see this now with her extraordinary behaviour. And as my colleague Richard Grannan was saying on my show last night, I just want to sort of put this out there. The likely explanation is that she's microdosing on Xanax. So Xanax, of course, she's going to be increasingly, she's getting terrible, terrible polls, terrible, terrible ratings, everything's going very badly in the polls. This makes her more nervous. You take the Xanax to relax you, to calm you down. But of course, it has certain side effects if you microdose on Xanax. One of them is a sort of almost that you come across as a little bit drunk, that you're a little bit high or a little bit drunk. Another is indeed episodes of this sort of squiggly, silly, funny, giggly laughter that you see her engage in, because these are opioids. And another is the basic thing is just disinhibition. You lose your inhibition if you, like you're a little bit drunk. And so you engage in this weird giggling and all this sort of thing because you lose your self-control and you don't realize that it's weird. And you make peculiar remarks about coffee and lipstick on the mug or whatever because you don't realize it's weird. In your slightly doped up head, you think it's hilarious. But actually, you've lost your inhibition, and not in a good way. And so it comes across as a side effect of the drug, as a little bit creepy, as a little bit strange. And we can expect this to get worse over the next week or so as the election campaign continues, because it will go more badly, leading to her being more nervous, leading to her taking more Xanax, leading to more side effects, leading to things going more badly, leading to her getting more nervous, leading to taking more Xanax, in a terrible and unbreakable vicious cycle. Now, of course, we can't know what the Dems will do in the election. I mean, she may well win for obvious reasons I'm not going to say here. But she's not helping herself, I'm afraid, by A, being unsuitable for the job, B, therefore being rubbish, C, getting nervous because she's rubbish, D, taking Xanax to calm her nerves, and then, of course, coming across as weird and damaging her results even further because of the Xanax. It's a terrible cycle, but that's what we seem to have, chaps, and those in America particularly, a drugged-up vice president, a drugged-up vice presidential candidate who is opioiding herself, who is Xanaxing herself in order to cope with her nerves, which creates a cycle which makes it even worse. So I hope that has been of interest, and goodbye!
Are you ready for the future of the West?